in the morning.
We're on some other stuff this morning.
Right now. Boy, American Idol, man, they really starting to lose their credibility with me.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's the voters.
Yeah.
You know, it's the people that call in and vote that keep these people on the show.
How
or that vote them off.
How is this little boy still on here?
Because little girls all across America think he's cute.
I guess that's got to be it. Because it's showing. Can we tell the kids?
It's about
American
singing.
Idol about singing.
An idol.
It is a singing contest.
You are a star. An idol.
Can't put it off on them little bitty young girls, though, because Taylor got in last year.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Taylor could sing. See, I ain't never argued about his talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's just his age.
Right.
How old is he, though?
49. I know I had graduated the same year he did. We had school together or something. Me and Taylor, somewhere across path. I think I saw him at a comedy club one time in 84.
You did not.
He just grayed prematurely, Steve. That's all.
Yeah. We've had some good idols. Fantasia, Carrie Underwood.
He kind of looked like my man down in Birmingham. See, that's why I'm the one of the best club owners, probably the best club owner in the country, is Bruce Ayers down in Birmingham, Alabama. Owns the Stardome.
He looks like Taylor Hicks.
Great club. He has salt and pepper hair.
Uh-huh.
He could probably help us find out where Taylor come from. Because people got hair like that always get their hair done the same place.
No, they don't. Stop.
It's always one salt pepper specialist in each town. Somebody
it
know how to do salt
like
pepper
that. It's
hair.
Not like it's colored.
No.
That's
no.
his
but
natural
see,
hair.
See, like Bruce, he know how to dress. So, like, he wears salt and pepper hair. He wear clothes that go with his hair. He be looking sharp.
What, like
me and
black
Bruce
and
used
white?
To have dressing contests when I was down at the club.
Because
he had more money than me back then, so he would win sometimes.
Sometimes.
I was still funky flashy, you know, though. With my little TJ Maxx outfit on.
No, that's right.
Boy, I was at TJ Maxx. I found a shirt in TJ Maxx one time for $12. That was my Saturday night shirt. I wore it every Saturday night. 3 minutes after that, here she is, the lovely Miss Andrew.
Thank you. Okay, this has been Andrew for the news. Go on, Cat Dog. This is Steve Harvey Morning Show. Steve looking at him like, what?
Just, you know.
Did he kill him? Or just
did he kill him?
Yes, he killed him.
Did he know it was? Oh, he killed
him?
Dude?
He shot and killed him. But his defense is going to be,
I didn't kill him. My bad.
He killed him. And he said, yeah, I killed him, but my defense is why I killed him.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought he just shot you. Oh,
injured. No,
is that considered, that's not premeditated.
Did he know he was the student?
He knew who he was. He admits doing it. He says, when I go in, I'm going to say, yes, I did it, but you won't have to ask me why I did it.
Wow.
And that's what it is.
Boy.
Wow. I thought he just shot him.
My bad. I ain't had no teacher.
No, he didn't just injure him. He's dead, yeah.
I ain't had no teacher that fine.
Wow.
I'm going to get shot by him.
What is it with these teachers and students, though?
Yeah, see, she's the adult. She's the one who has to consent and drag this child into this mess. I fault her.
And now he's dead.
Yeah.
You know, as a result.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never had a teacher I wanted.
No, I had one.
All my teachers was big and abusive. Sleep with Miss Cleveland. Talking to me crazy. Shut up, you little stupid. Okay. Come on, baby. Hold me.
2 times 2.
Never had a teacher. Where was these teachers at? The little blonde chick was so fine. When somebody says
your name to you.
9:36.
Here we go.
In the AM.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. 9 minutes after the hour.
Gosh.
In the AM. I vid the clock boom. So sorry.
Mm-hmm.
9 minutes. Make that now 10. After the hour,
if you would.
Time and tide waits on no man.